刚才我们唱这个诗歌真好。
I really like the song that we just sang.
这个音乐的力量是非常大的力量。
I tell you, the music comes with a great power.
每一首的音乐都在表现这首诗的内容啊。
And the music of each song really brings out the meaning of the song.
站住，立当，为主站住。
It says, "Stand up for Jesus, Christian stand."
这个音乐一唱，我们大家都想站住了。
When the music comes, everyone now wants to stand up.
如同海边基盘稳固
，firm as a rock on ocean strand.
冲击你的罪孽狂浪。
Beat back the waves of sin that roll.
也当靠主大能抵挡。
Like raging floods around thy soul.
这个作者真是一个很刚强的弟兄啊。
And this writer must be a strong brother.
把他的诗歌人就祝福我们。
And through his song, he gave us his blessing.
我们来读几处圣经。
Let's start by reading some Bible verses.
以弗所五章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5:16.
大家看到没有？放到了我们一起读
together, making the most of your time because the days are evil.
二十节
verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
六章十到十七节
chapter 6:10 through 18.Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the evil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, flesh and blood. But against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace,
鞋穿在脚上
in addition to all, taking up the shoe of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
好，我们再加一节，加十八节
18.Your prayer and petition pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petitions for all the saints.
我们再读一篇诗篇149，我们讲 program 上印错了啊，149首
and Psalm chapter 149 in your Bible. 149.
第一节读到第九节
1-9 Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with cymbal and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will fructify and afflicted ones with salvation.Let the godly ones exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy in their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron.To execute on them the judgment written, this is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
赞美耶和华。今天我们讲以弗所最后一个题目，第六章属灵的征战。
Today we're going to talk about the last topic of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. The church is the great warrior.
我真是盼望弟兄姊妹能记得以弗所讲什么。
And I really hope the brothers and sisters will remember what the book of Ephesians is about.
大家温习一遍好不好？
So let's review.
第一章
Ephesians 1.
教会是基督的身体,
Church is the body of Christ.
充满万有者的丰满,
it is through all and in all.
第二章,
Chapter 2.
教会是神的居所,
Church is the dwelling place of Christ.
神就住在教会里面,
God dwells in his house.
第三, 教会是神基督的奥秘,
Chapter 3, Church is the mystery of Christ.
从为神的后词,
it is the inheritance of God.
从成基督的身体,
and together, the body of Christ.
从蒙圣灵的应许,
the promise of the Spirit.
这就是基督神的奥秘,
and that is the mystery of Christ.
第四章, 说教会是个新造的人,
Chapter 4, Church is the new man.
第五章, 这教会是个新妇,
Chapter 5, Church is the bride.
第六章, 这教会是伟大的战士,
and Chapter 6, Church is the great warrior.
佩服保罗吧?
Now, respect Paul.
保罗把教会讲的启示讲的这么的完全,
and Paul is the one who gave us the complete revelation of church.
保罗不讲以弗所书, 我们不懂教会是什么?
If Paul doesn't have the book of Ephesians, then we don't know what the church is.
今天我们讲教会是个伟大的战士,
so today, chapter 6, church is the great warrior.
这个战士必须要明白的, 先要明白什么叫战争,
now a warrior first needs to understand what is a battle.
一个属灵的战争,
a spiritual battle.
这个战争和我们所有神的儿女每一个都发生关系的,
and this is a battle that all believers will go into.
外面的战争我们看得见的,
an external battle that we can see.
属灵的战争更大的战争,
but I tell you that the spiritual battle is an even more important battle.
从人类被造直到我们今天,
when man was created until today,
教会从来没有离开过战争,
that I tell you that the church has always been in battle.
我们不需要认识战争,
so we have to understand what this battle is about.
我们不是攻别人,
because we are not taking an offense on our enemy. It is the enemy who is attacking us.
仇敌就是撒旦,
the enemy is Satan, right?
他从来从第一天到不了在攻击教会,
and from day one to the end of days, he will keep attacking the church.
攻击神的儿女,
keep attacking the children of God.
最可悲的事情,
and one thing that is truly sad is that a lot of Christians don't even know what this battle is.
攻倒了还不知道是仇敌攻倒的嘞,
that you don't even know when you're overtaken.
所以今天到这盼望一次永远弟兄姊妹明白战争,
so today I want everyone to understand what this battle is.
属灵的战争,
the spiritual battle.
我们今天先读个149篇,
so we just read Psalms chapter 149.
大卫是个战士,
for David is a great warrior.
大卫一生懂得征战,
and David is the one who knows how to fight a battle.
他讲到征战最多了,
and he is the king that fought the most battle.
他写的诗篇里面有几个有名的诗, 专一讲到苏林征战,
and he wrote many famous psalms, the psalms that talk about battles.
大卫太懂征战了,
and I tell you that David knows his battles really well.
诗篇基本是大卫写的,
and I tell you that the book of Psalms is basically written by David.
149篇是诗篇要记住了,
and in chapter 149 we see a connection.
大卫也讲一篇记住的诗篇,
and then David talked about these the psalms of praise.
最后五篇是都是大卫写的,
the last five psalms were written by David.
他最五篇的开头给结束用的话一样的,
and then in the last five psalms, the beginning and the end, they're the same.
你们要赞美耶和华,
he says you have to praise the Lord.
中文翻得不好,
now the Chinese version does not do his work.
原文就一句话叫 Hallelujah,
but then in the original language, it just says Hallelujah.
第一篇没事写完了不得还是 Hallelujah.
At the end of all his psalms, he ends with Hallelujah.
所以我们懂圣经的人呢,
so that's why for us who read the Bible,
称这五篇诗篇叫做 Hallelujah 诗篇,
the last five chapters in the psalms are the psalms of Hallelujah.
149篇叫做 Hallelujah 诗篇,
and chapter 149 is the song of Hallelujah.
为什么要讲 Hallelujah?
Why do we say Hallelujah?
救恩太大了,
because the salvation is great.
你们要赞美耶和华,
that's why we have to praise Christ.
天上的诸君都要赞美他,
and all the heavenly hosts have to praise him.
所有地上的大鱼和一切圣灵都要赞美他,
and all the living things on earth need to praise him.
不不不不,
and that's on chapter 148. And in 149, he says, the Lord loves his congregation. And let us praise him with dancing. And then I think about the word praising is a great thing. For a spiritual life, that we will never lose to the Caucasian brothers and sisters. But yet there's one thing that they know how to praise better than we do. It's because of our culture. I think we say praise the Lord. But then the white brothers and sisters that I know, they will always keep hallelujah on their mouth.
Hallelujah.
They will say hallelujah. And they will say it loudly and proudly. And they will say it with feeling. If you meet a white brother, they will often say hallelujah. So let us learn from them. So when we say things quietly, even though we mean the same, but then when we say hallelujah, let's say it loudly. So let's say it with power. So instead of saying praising the Lord, let's just change it into hallelujah. Let's make it a habit to say hallelujah. Even though I say praise the Lord more than I say hallelujah. So today, let's all make a change.
Hallelujah!
Say hallelujah. Louder.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! To say it with a proclamation of the salvation. Do you believe that you have the salvation? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So for the Chinese, sometimes we're quiet. When I go to an American church, when I go to a white brother's church, when they say hallelujah, it's loud. And then the black brother and sisters, even louder. And when they say hallelujah, I get scared. There was one time I was sick and I was lying in hospital. And there's a black nurse, she was also a Christian. They sometimes have a distinct smell. And then she came up to me and then she hugged me tightly. And then she started kissing me and said, oh, brother, brother. And then I think that's enough, that's enough. And then I cannot count how many times she said. She comes and hugged me tightly and always said hallelujah. Hold me tightly and say, oh, brother, brother. And then I was truly touched by this Christian love. And then I didn't have the heart to tell her that she has a smell.
Hallelujah.
But the word hallelujah. Why hallelujah? Because the hallelujah means that our life is now changed. And do you understand how glorious your life is now? Can you think about who you now have become? I just finished writing my book. It's going to talk about the testimony of my life. It basically become my biography. And then the title of the book is, Who Have I Become? I don't mean to say that I have now become a great person. But he says, just as I am a sinner, now has received the salvation. And I think that's true for all of us. Now think about who have you become. It is because of the glory that we receive, we are now in joy. Now are you now joyous because of the salvation? Now there's a lot of things on this world that can make us happy. But then I tell you that be happy because of the glory of God. Who have now become just as I am, to be now children of God, just as I am, to be now a Christian. To be Christian means that to be the same life as Christ. That now we are one with Christ. Christ has now given us His all. And the Lord has given us everything He has completed. And the Lord gave us who He is. Who have now I become? So for the glory that I receive, now I am enjoying. That I will sing for joy on my bed. That there are brothers that go onto the bed and they sleep. But I tell you, why don't you praise and then sleep? Make it a habit. Now, brothers and sisters fall asleep fast. So maybe brothers will come into the competition. Someone could claim that when I put my head on the pillow, just a couple minutes, I fall asleep. And then maybe another brother would boast that I will fall asleep in 2 minutes. But there are some brothers and sisters that I know that just when they close their eyes, they sleep. Just the moment they close their eyes, they fall asleep. I have a son-in-law that he is a doctor. And then he told me that he's so tired when he closed his eyes, he sleeps. But thanks to the Lord that He gave you that blessing, but not me. That I don't fall asleep that fast. Before I close my eyes, I always close with praise. How can I not praise at the end of my day? So why don't you go back and say hallelujah? To praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord. And then you can go to sleep. And then I think that you'll probably have a better dream. So we have to praise the Lord. And we have to sing for joy on our beds. So that our life will be praising. And our mouth will say that He is the highest. And then we will hold on a two-edged sword in our hand. And I tell you that to praise is our greatest weapon. Because when we praise, we overcome. Sometimes when we are being crushed, when being crushed by the environment, then we can't praise no more. But I tell you that still praise anyway. Praise the Lord. Maybe hallelujah sounds better. Hallelujah. And then you force yourself to say hallelujah. Then slowly you gain strength.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. When it's good times, praise the Lord. But it is in the bad times you praise Him some more. And that is what we need to learn. When we praise, we overcome. It is when we praise that our spirit is now exalted. It is when we praise that we can overcome our environment. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And a two-edged sword in our hand. Now David is one who knows his battle. He's not using a weapon. But in his Psalms, he talked about how his praises will win. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And a two-edged sword in our hand. So let us understand the power of praise. It is that we could use praises to bind the king. And chains and nobles and put them in fetters of iron. And I tell you that all God's people has this power. And it is on them that they can execute judgment. Now, do you now understand the power of praise? To bind the kings with chains. And the nobles with fetters of iron. And in my lifetime, I've never met a king or a noble. But it is at the time when you think that you're in the most difficulty, those are the kings. When you meet someone that you know that you can never overtake, when that person persecutes you, and now that person is the king, if you face any difficulty, when you are being crushed by whatever, and it is at that point that's the king who is crushing you, that when your natural strength you can never overtake. But then David says, praise.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. It is at that time that we should bind this king with chains, and with fetter of irons we bind the nobles. Now you know the power of praise. It is through our daily experience that we could bind these chains with chains. For environments that we cannot overcome is now bounded. I hope you share the same experience. Now this is a great book. And to execute vengeance on the nations. And then at the end David says, this is an honor of his godly ones. The godly ones are all the brothers and sisters. Not just David who is special. But this power is now granted for all the godly ones. And your life now has this glory. Now do you want to give it up? Do you want to give up this power? And carry that this is the greatest promise from the Lord. That if you have faith and you come before the Lord, if you have faith, you can move a mountain into an ocean. That when we prayed, we can achieve the impossible. It is the spiritual battle. And I tell you that to praise has great power. So that's why at the end of his psalm, he ended up with hallelujah. Now let's say hallelujah. Because we are enjoyed with our glory. That we will sing for joy on our bed. That we will let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And a two-edged sword in our hand. To bind the kings with chains. And the nobles with fetters of iron. Because the godly ones have this life. So brothers and sisters, don't give up this power. Do you understand? There's one thing about St. Gabriel is you never respond. Maybe the young ones are not here. When I ask a question, the younger ones usually answer. Do you understand? Do you understand? Are you going to give up their power? No. So let us understand Psalm 149. This spiritual battle. And David is the one who knows the battle the most. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, now Paul talks about this spiritual warfare. And this spiritual battle that all Christians will go through. Now today, some of us don't even know that we're at war. And then we're being taken advantage of. We don't even know who our enemy is. And as children of God, sometimes we're just confused. And that's why the enemy can keep attacking you. The enemy attacks on all children of God. And in spiritual experience, to be in battle is the highest realm of battle.
神的儿女最幼稚的人。
But I tell you that children of God sometimes could be the most naive. Even the most youngest one will have to go through this battle.
得救啊，就经过征战。
For some people, the moment they're saved, they go into battle.
你们听人得救的见证。
And sometimes when you hear the testimony of being saved,
有的人得救是不可能得救的。
For some people, it was impossible for them to be saved.
经过很大的征战得救的。
Through a lot of battles, he is now saved.
多少人祷告把他抢回来了。
It is a lot of brothers and sisters who pray for him that he is now saved.
教会一直在征战的里面。
And the church is always in battle.
我们神的儿女也一直在征战的里面。
And as children of God, we are in constant battle.
保罗说第一件事。
And then Paul said the first thing,
认识仇敌,
that we have to know our enemy.
也不认识仇敌是谁, 怎么个打法?
If you don't know who our enemy is, how do we go in battle?
这个认识仇敌是最大的事啊。
So that's why it's the most important to know who our enemy is.
现在的战争啊。
Now the battle that is going on now,
这个将军总司令啊。
And then there's a general.
并不靠着他的聪明了。
The general does not only count on his wisdom.
中国有个诸葛亮，到现在打仗没用。
That if you take on a Chinese old general to come to fight today's battle, he will lose. Even though he won every battle before.
靠他的聪明。
If you want to use his own wisdom.
靠他的诡计。
use his own tricks.
来打胜仇敌。
To win.
今天战争不同。
If you put him in today's battle,
今天到底我们有多少的兵器？
It's all different. We have new weapons.
我们的军队是我多少的训练？
And our army is now trained.
要认识仇敌。
To know who our enemy is.
没有啥就知道这个战一定胜的。
Before we even go into battle, we knew we would win.
认识仇敌很大的事。
Because we know who our enemy is.
我们中国人跟日本经过半年的战争啊。
And then the Chinese and Japanese had the World War II with the 8-year war.
日本输在什么地方？
And why did the Japan lose?
输在不认识仇敌。
Because the Japanese underestimated the Chinese.
打的时候他们不承认他们认识仇敌。
When they got into the battle, the Japanese didn't know who the Chinese were.
他们怎么不认识？
How did they underestimate the Chinese?
整个日本的国家比我们中国强得多。
At that time, Japan was so much powerful than China.
人民的水准比我们高得多。
And the people are in a much higher standard than the Chinese.
他们的武器比我们好得多。
And the Japanese army has much better weapon.
他们军队的训练比我们的军队好得多。
And the Japanese army has so much better training than our army.
所以他们看不起中国人。
So that's why they underestimated the Chinese.
我经过半年抗战了。
And then I was leaving during that time.
一开始还要没有打的时候啊。
Even before the war started.
日本人宣告。
The Japanese already proclaimed.
24小时。占领上海。
That it will only take us 24 hours to overtake Shanghai.
三个月中国投降。
And in 3 months, Chinese will surrender.
他的估计啊，也不是完全没有，完全不对的。
But I tell you that they made that estimate based on something.
有一面来说他是对的。
On one hand, they may be right.
他不认识两件事。
But there are two things that they forgot to understand.
第一件事啊，
First thing.
不认识中国民族性的忍性啊。
They underestimated the patience and perseverance of the Chinese.Do you know understand what that means?
像个橡皮一样的，你扯一点它不断。
Just like a rubber, if you pull it, it stretches.
再拉长它还是不断。
If you pull it some more, it stretches some more.
你一定拉要断了，它还是不断。
If you pull it some more, it just stretches out some more.
这个叫做忍性。
And that's perseverance.
我们中国人没有对着打日本人。
Now the Chinese, we're not good at war.
可是八年抗战呢。
But in the 8 years war.
日本人拿我们没办法。
The Japanese can't really overtake us.
他打到前面去了。
He can fight us in the front.
他发现后面都是游击队呀。
Then he'll realize that they're just surrounded by the guerrilla army.
那个时候不是靠军队打仗啊。
And then at that time it's not just army fighting.
那个人民那个时候一直抗日。
It is the people that never back down.
他不认识。
But then Japanese didn't know.
第二件事情不认识我们。
The second thing that they did not understand about the Chinese.
不认识中国将军的那个传统。
They did not understand the culture of the Chinese general.
中国将军可以战死。
The Chinese general can die in battlefield.
中国将军不投降的。
But the Chinese general will never surrender.
打日本的时候啊。
So that's why in this war.
好几个。有名将军战死了。
That there are a couple of famous generals, they die in the battle.
没有听见个将军投降日本人的。
But you never hear that a general would surrender.
他们日本人真是不认识中国。
So that's why the Japanese did not understand their enemy.
所以他打败了。
So that's why they lost at the end.
经过半年抗战。
And after that 8 years,
我们把他拖垮了。
The Chinese basically we just lasted longer. To know the enemy is important. So that's why Paul reminded us the first thing is know your enemy. That we are not fighting against flesh and blood. You have to understand what that means. That when we fight into the battles, we are fighting against flesh and blood somehow. Because on this battle, the enemy doesn't attack us directly. But then he attacked us through the people around us and the environment around us. So, but then when we start focusing on just the men around us, if we start fighting against men, then we lose. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We have to realize that our enemy is the power behind the man that is attacking us. It is the demon that is behind the people. The devil that used all his methods to attack us through man. That when man go into his first battle, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, what tempted him?
蛇,
it is the snake.
蛇是不是仇敌?
Now, is the snake the enemy?
是不是?
Yes, it is.
如果蛇当仇敌,
if you think that the snake is the enemy, then you already lost.
那一天撒旦是借着那条蛇,
I tell you that it is Satan who controlled the snake on that day.
那么神的儿女真的很可爱,
so as children of God, sometimes we treat the snake as the enemy.
有一天我在香港,
one day I was in Hong Kong. It was a great church. And there was the leader of that church. And he was an older man. An older Christian. And someone who is experienced. And one day we went out for a picnic. And we saw a snake. And then what did that brother say?
Oh, 这是我们的仇敌, 哎,
he said, that's an enemy, kill it.
那些同工们都是气受发酵,
and then all the co-workers just went over to that snake.
我才不去打了,
and I did not go for the snake.
太幼稚了,
that is so naive.
我们弟兄太天真了,
now, our brothers, how can you be so naive? How can this snake be my enemy?
要蛇碰到你们倒霉了,
now, it is the snake that is now being killed.
撒旦是那一天是借着蛇,
Satan used the snake on that one day.
是啊,
and I tell you that Satan used everything around you to attack you. Not the environment or the men around you that's attacking you. Now in my whole lifetime, I've been attacked many times. The enemy used all tricks. And there are times not even other men, but I am attacking myself. All of a sudden, I have this thought. A very dirty thought. A thought that is revolting. But then you have to understand what are your own thoughts. And sometimes a thought is just at you. It is the thought that is being put into you. Right? But then know your enemy. No, that is not my fault. So I refuse that thought. I come and be be submissive to the Lord. Why do I have that dirty thought? So understand at that time that you are attacking yourself. The enemy use all methods. So know your enemy. Do not fight against flesh and blood. But understand that it is the enemy who is using the people around you to attack you. So don't just treat the man as your enemy.
这我有经验,
and I have experience and I'm telling you from what I learned.
把人当作仇敌, 机会太多了,
if there are so many opportunities that you could just pick someone to be your enemy. But one thing that you have to understand, that we are not struggling against flesh and blood.
你所以攻击我。
It is the power behind attacking.
你也身不由主啊。
That the person who is attacking you is just being controlled.
是我碰到一个人呢。
There's one time I met this one person.
是不反对主呢？
He who is against the Lord.
他讲难听的话羞辱主呢？
And he said a lot of bad things about our Lord.
很容易叫我就火起来了，是不是？
And then at that time that my temper is coming.
那天我对他讲，先生。
And then I said to him, Mister.
我好好跟他讲。
And then I talked to him nicely.
见过耶稣没有？
And I said, Have you met Jesus?
我怎么会见过耶稣？
And he said, Why would I ever meet Jesus?
耶稣得罪你了？耶稣得罪你了？
And then I said, What did Jesus do to offend you?
耶稣没得罪我。
And then he says, Jesus never offended me.
那我们教会得罪你了？
Then I said, When did the church offend you?
教会也没得罪我。
And then he thought about it and said, The church never offended me.
那你为什么这样恨耶稣？
Then I said, then why do you hate Jesus?
没见过耶稣。
And he said, I never met Jesus.
耶稣没得罪你。
If Jesus never offended you.
我们信耶稣的人没得罪你。
And if the children of God never offended you.
你为什么这样恨耶稣？
Why do you hate Jesus? And then he was speechless.
你要想啊。
And then I said, then think about it.
另外一个力量在你里面啊。
It is an other power that is controlling you.
那是鬼魔在你里面啊。
It is the demon that is controlling you.
叫你身不由己的恨耶稣啊。
It is the demon that is controlling you that you hate Jesus for no reason.
恨耶稣的人多半不是多慢，所有恨耶稣的人，主都没得罪过他们，对不对
？I tell you that all the people that hate Jesus, they're never offended by Jesus before.
中国大陆去恨耶稣的人多了。
That in China, many people hate Jesus.
他们的政府就恨耶稣。
The government hates Jesus.
为什么呀
？Why?
仇敌的力量。
It is the enemy that is gripped to control the whole country.
我们不以属实欺凌为对象。
So that's why we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
就要逼迫基督徒。
That even though it is man who is persecuted. It is the power that is controlling these people. And we are fighting against the power behind them. And every time we go into battle, we're fighting the power behind. It is the power that controls the darkness. It is against the wickedness. Now, do you understand?
很小的事攻击我们。
Through all little things, we're being attacked.
背后都站着仇敌的邪灵啊。
And in all these little things, behind it is the power.
那么叫仇敌攻击。
And that's the attack of the enemy.
仇敌直接攻击人身体啊。
When the enemy directly attack your flesh.
那是仇敌最笨最笨的办法。
That's the worst way he could attack you.
一个人被鬼附了。
When a person is possessed by demon.
你们没见过，我见过很多。
Maybe you've never met a case, but I've seen many times.
我来美国第一次。
That the first time when I came to the U.S.
那时候我没有住在美国。
At that time I was not really living here.
西岸的大学生联会请我。
And I went to a conference with all the college students. And I was a speaker.
我第一天晚上讲话。
And after my first night of speaking.
他们的主席啊，也年轻人。
And then the assemblyman of these congregations was a young man.
姓黄。
The leader, his name was Wong.
很聪明的人。
Very smart man.
很奇怪的人。
Very strange man.
我讲完道，他找着我讲话了。
And after giving my sermon, he came up and spoke to me.
你讲到说，用个见证说，那个人会说方言。
And then he says that a brother could speak in tongues.
方言这两字不可提。
And I tell you that you should not say such thing as tongues.
为什么不可提啊？
And I said, why not?
五旬节
，and he said the Pentecost
已经过去了。
The Pentecost has
所有五旬节发生的事。
The Pentecost is past, and all the things took place on the Pentecost
都过去了。
Are also past.
那我说圣灵浇灌也过去了。
So I said then the filling of the Holy Spirit is past as well, right?
当然过去了。
And he said yes.
以后不会再有了。
He said there will be not another time to be filled with Spirit.
以后再也有仇敌的工作。
From then on, it's just attack of the enemy.
我说你这个怎么做主席的呀
？And then I said, how can you be a leader of this group?
讲没用啊
！And then he would not be convinced.
不讲了。
So I stopped speaking to him.
我说我告诉你。
And I said I'm telling you.
你是美国的有博士学位的人。
That even though you are maybe a PhD in this state,
美国的规矩。
Maybe you know the ruling of this country.
明年不请我是你的权。明年若是不请我，那是你的权利。
You can never ask me to come back to speak to your group again.
这讲台上讲什么话是我的权。
But when I'm speaking on stage, it is my right to speak what I want to say.
我是 speaker, 不可干涉我讲话。
I am a speaker, and don't tell me what I cannot say.
我走了。
And then I left.
好了，到第二天。
And then the second day, something great happened.
一个女孩子, UC Berkeley的学生啊,
there was a girl who is from Berkeley.
广东人姓Quang,
she is a Cantonese. Her name is Quang.
被鬼附了,
she was possessed by demons.
哇,那个样子写出鬼样子,
and then you could tell from her face that she was possessed.
一个副主席啊, 叫 Agnes Liu,
and then the second leader is Agnes.
后来成为我的很好的同工啊,
and later on, he became a good friend.
我住在楼上, 他爬在梯子上看我啊,
and I was on the second floor, and he climbed up the ladder to find me. And he was, Agnes was shaking. And I said, what happened?
什么事情啊?
What took place?
快下去, and 他说那个名字叫阿勒斯,阿勒斯被鬼附了。
And he said, Brother C, come down. Alice is being possessed by demons. And then I went down. And then the leader Wong, was shaking this girl.
这么大,
yelling at her, maybe he's trying to cast out the demons. And then I go tap on his shoulder. And I said, are you done? And then he said, no, there's nothing I can do. And then I said, if you're done, then go away. Let me try. Let me try. And then I said to Alice, I said, sit down. Don't move. And then she sat down. And then I started saying the sermon to her. And after I finished preaching, then all of a sudden she jumped up so high that it is not by her own strength. It is the demon showing his strength. And then I said, sit down. And then at that time I was surrounded by hundreds of students. And then the old pastor had experience. And he said that it is now the demon wants to go down to another person. And then he said to the students, there's nothing we can do here. Get out of this building. Because the old pastor knew. So all the students now depart. But then still, even though far away, they still want to peek in. And it is during that time that it is on that day that with Jesus' name I cast out the demon. And then after the demon was cast out, Alice had a chance to visit me at my home in Taiwan. And then he said that is passed. And then after the meeting, the leader, Wong, came to me. And he said, Brother Steve, I want to learn this from you. And then I said, well, before you can learn from me, can you believe that Pentecost is still going? When you say that everything according to Pentecost is past, then I will tell you that you will never understand what I did today. Today we're still using the power from the Pentecost. Brother and sister, do you understand that when a person is being possessed by demon, it's the lowest form of attacking. It is when the enemy controls your thoughts. Then it's much harder to fight. It is easy to cast out demons. But there's a sister, she lives in the valley. And her brother is Brother Zhao. And both of them are Christians. And then Brother Zhao took his sister to me. And then he said that my sister is being attacked by the demon. And then the sister says, what are you talking about? And then I said, what do you say? Why do you say that? And then the sister said, there are now three people living in me. All days they would speak to me. And I said that they are bringing me luck. They are telling me good things. They're giving me great advice. It is believing in the words, now I do all the right things. Now I can be a better mother. And these are the good people to me. They are not demons. She wouldn't understand. Now she does not believe that the demon possesses her. But it is in fact the demon is controlling her thought. And I said, sisters, come to church next week. I will speak to you personally. And she said, okay. And then next week she came to church. And after the meeting, we talked. And I said, now where are the three voices? And they said, she's there at home. Now these three voices has been telling me not to come to church. But I told the three voices that I make a promise and I have to go. The whole way they're telling me not to come. Until right outside of church they're still yelling at me. But I only said one thing to them. He said, I make a promise, I gotta go. And the moment I step through the door, the three voices are still outside. Then I said, where are they now? It is during the assembly time that they're yelling at me outside. They're asking me to come out. And what about now? Where's the voice? They're gone. I don't know where these three people went. Then I said, how can you not realize that that's the demon? The demon that cannot come to this house. A demon that wouldn't dare to come to us. And at that time, she wouldn't understand. The demons control your thoughts. The demons control the environment. Through all the people around you to attack you. So let us understand who the enemy is. So Paul gave us two secrets to fight this battle. The secret is simple. First, to be strong. Second, to stand firm. And these two things are hard to do. To be strong. Not to be externally strong. And the Bible tells us the outer man and the inner man. The outer man is our flesh, our body, and also our soul. That's the outer man. And the inner man is the spirit. And also the Lord who dwells in our spirit. That's the inner man. When Paul said be strong, it is the inner man that needs to be strong. The outer man, the stronger it becomes, the harder it becomes. It is a hard difficulty when we have the inner man that is weak. To be submissive, but we can't. To want to wake up in the morning to pray. But on the other side, we want to sleep longer. But sometimes we overcome, sometimes we wake up and pray. But there are some times that it is my flesh that won, and I stayed in bed. There are all things, there is a battle. To be strong in the inner man. Second thing is to stand firm. And that's a great secret. In the spiritual warfare, we were never the one that is pursuing the enemy. We never go after the enemy. But the one thing we need to do is just to stand firm. In the 2,000 years of church history, so much difficulty to stand firm. When the enemy attacks, we stand firm. When we are not falling, then we are already winning. So understand how we win. Personally, the same for everyone. When the enemy attacks you in all ways, when you fall, then you lose. If you stand up, then you win. So that's why in spiritual warfare, we never go after the enemy. Stand firm. Paul said, stand firm. And then the song that we said says, stand up for Jesus. And that song is written based on Ephesians chapter 6. Like a rock on the ocean strand. Rolling back all the attack. And with his might, we stand firm. Great songs to stand firm. To stand firm and we win. Now, I hope you understand the spiritual warfare. A When a husband doesn't treat his wife greatly, or maybe it's time is the other way around, it's the wife that is persecuting the husband. When you are being persecuted, the more you're being persecuted, the more you need to stand firm. Stand firm takes an attitude. To stand firm, not just put up a strong post, but then let our spirit be gentle. Let our showing be gentle. Let our actions be gentle. It is us who use our gentleness to fight against the firm. That there's a brother who actually hit his sister. There is a guy who beat his wife. He beat his wife such early. Always abused his wife. After the meeting, beat his wife. But he would still come to a meeting. And then the husband beat his wife. And then the wife go pour him a glass of water. And then says, after a long day of work, and then I come home, you beat me up. It is so tiring. Why don't you have this glass of water after you finish beating me up? And that's the gentleness of Christ. And then the almighty husband is now overcame. Now the wife brought his husband to church. And that's a great overcoming. Now you understand how Christ overcome, how Christians overcome. To stand firm is when we win. And then now Paul talks about the six weapons that we have, the pieces of armor, to gird our loins with truth. Now our loins is the weakest part of the body. Now there is a sport called wrestling. When you wrestle, and then one thing you got to do is you have to open your leg so that you can stand up firm. Stand firm. Because the loins is your weakest part. And to gird our loins with truth. It is the most crucial to understand the truth. When the enemies attack, the first weapon we have, the first armor we have is truth. The truth to protect the weakest point. And then the second weakest part is a breast, a chest. When I was younger, I was a boxer. But then when you box, you're not supposed to hit another person in the chest. You could hit his face, but you can't hit his chest. Because a boxing is a sport. It's not actually a war. You just want to hit him down, not to kill him. So if you hit right on his heart, then he died. And now we're going to protect our breast with a breastplate of righteousness. And this righteousness is not what men
will
do. It's the righteousness of Christ who died for us. After he died for us, that became our righteousness. And it is through his righteousness we overcome. So that we could stand for all the attacks. And then he said, then short your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. To be used as our shoes.
我的老师, Watchman Nee,
that my teacher, Watchman Nee, he said this. He said, what is the point of having shoes?
鞋有 earth touching.
The shoes is preventing you from touching the earth. It is shoes who actually touch the earth. So that now you're separated by these shoes to the earth. Use the gospel of peace as your shoes. So that you can preach this gospel. So that you are not touching the earth. That you won't fall in love with earth when you preach the gospel. When after you finish preaching the gospel, don't just throw a temper. I don't think you want to show your weakness. And I just said that Jesus is the Savior. The gospel of peace is our shoes. And then we're going to take on the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now the flaming arrows are dangerous. That our thoughts can be easily lighted up by the arrows. All of a sudden you have these evil thoughts. All of a sudden you have these 30 thoughts. Those are not my thoughts. It is the enemy who put these thoughts in me. So now try to separate them. When I get into an argument with a brother, the more I think about it, the more I think that I'm offended. And then there are times when I'm offended, I'm not mad. But when the enemy shoots these flaming arrows into me, use our faith as a shield to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And then I think you want this shield. Then use the helmet of salvation. Now the helmet is also an important piece to protect our head. It is Jesus' salvation. It is this cross that gives us this complete salvation. That now is our helmet.
6 样兵器,
6 weapons.
5件是手的,
5 are armors.
只有一件是攻的,
only 1 is to use on offense.
要明白保罗的话,
so understand what Paul said. We all need to do is stand firm.
手是最重要的,
to take defense.
是保罗用5样兵器来守,
so 5 pieces of armor.
胜利受要,
the truth to grind our loins.
公义遮胸,
righteousness as breastplate.
复印大作血,
gospel of peace as shoes.
信心作盾牌,
a shield of faith. Helmets of salvation.
千万五件手的,
5 pieces of armor.
后两一件攻的,
and the last piece of our weapon.
拿着圣灵宝剑,
the sword of the Spirit.
就是神的道,
which is the word of God.
神的道神的话, 对不对?
The word of God.
神的话在我们里面,
the word of God is now in us.
都是平常的,
in us as usual.
忽然神给我们的火的话,
and all of a sudden you have these words.
忽然我们得着了去主的话,
all of a sudden you receive these words.
主的话一下写出力量了,
all of a sudden these words give you strength.
今天我得着神的话, 是我的兵器,
today when you receive this word, it becomes your sword.
变得圣灵宝剑,
become the sword of the Spirit.
明白了吧?
Understand?
明不明白?
Got it?
我听有的地方讲到,
when I hear a brother preach,
像我老师, watch me, 你讲到, 你的道真是道点,
that when watch me, me preach, he would get to the point.
有力量,
and at that point, the power,
圣灵宝剑,
the power that comes as the sword of the Spirit,
对付一切仇敌,
could go against all enemies. Doesn't matter how big this warfare is.
如何仇敌多强盛,
doesn't matter how strong the enemy might seem.
我们对着主的话,
that when we have the word of God, then we are okay.
下面主为我们征战了,
and then here, the Lord fights this battle for us.
我把征战的责任负起来了,
and the Lord took on the responsibility.
我们是当事人,
even though we are the witness,
我经过好多次的征战,
that I've gone through many battles, but then all I got to do is just watch the Lord to fight for me.
圣灵宝剑,
the sword of the Spirit,
神的道,
the word of God.
最后保罗加上个祷告,
and then the end, Paul finished with prayers. And he said, with all prayers and petition paid at all times, at all times be on alert, with all perseverance. Now when we pray, the difficulty is our time. Whenever I start praying, then I think time's up. Now do you feel the same? That maybe when I pray, maybe no one will listen. Maybe then you start going impatient. It's now a month and my prayer is not answered. Then I start complaining. It's now a year and my prayer is not answered. Then you can say, how can you not listen? But someone who knows how to pray. George Muller. He lived until he's 90-some years old. And he was a student. He has a friend who was not saved. He started praying for his friend for 64 years. And when he was dying, then the closest companion come asking
him.
And he said, Mr. Muller, all your prayers are answered. But we know one secret. That there's one prayer. That it took you 64 years. Even though that guy is still not saved. How do you explain this? And then the last thing Muller said before he died. How can he put a prayer for 64 years aside? How can God do that? But then even though he could not see, he said, I know for a fact that the Lord has heard my prayer. And how can God ignore a prayer that's going on for 64 years? After he died. In 1 week, there are four people in different places of this world. All of a sudden, they all got saved. Now, that's a miracle. Now, it is a test that God gave Muller for his life. After he prayed for 64 years, he was never weak. That even after he died, even the thing did not come true, but his faith was not shaken. And I tell you that that's the power of prayer. That this world is a test to us. But our prayer is always without ceasing. Maybe it is the next day that the Lord will answer your prayer, so don't leave now. Don't stop your prayer today. I tell you that it is almost around the corner. So remember this. Job said this. That even though there are bad times, even though there are bad times, I still believe
you.
And that's the great faith of Christians. How many brothers and sisters die for Christ? And today, even if you want to die for Christ, you can't. But then through small things, through trials. It is during trials that it takes faith. That our Lord is never changing. And His righteousness is never changing. That when we pray, we will overcome. So I want to talk to you about spiritual warfare. So encourage each other that when we fight this battle, it is in the small thing. Through Christ, we will overcome. And when we overcome together, corporately, we could become the overcoming church. Our prayer will last. And so the book of Revelations become a prayer. To become an altar. That it is on the altar that it will be poured out. To diminish all the enemies. So today our prayers will be answered. If your prayer is not answered yet, but I tell you that our prayer is now in the Lord. And when the Lord collects all our prayers, until the end, it is with His power that He will overcome. So how powerful is the prayer? So today, go home and learn how to say hallelujah. And to remember to pray for this battle.
And then,
so we're going to finish up with a song.